And you're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I'm Aaron Hay, joined in the studio by a postdoctoral resident here at the University of Missouri, Yoshi Onishi, here with the University of Missouri New Music Ensemble. Yoshi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, wonderful. You're here to discuss an upcoming show from the New Music Ensemble. First off, when is the show?
This Mizzou New Music Ensemble concert will be taking place on November 17th at Mizzou's Whitmore Recital Hall at the School of Music. And it's at 7:30 p.m. Sunday. Yeah. So, and this is going to be a very action-packed program. We just had a wonderful concert with only four pieces. This was back in October, and but now we are back with seven pieces.
Okay.
So it'll be a lot of fun for all of us, I think. Yeah.
Great. And well, tell us a little bit about the pieces that have been selected to be performed here.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, so we have quite a few pieces. So the first piece on the program is by a current composition student, but actually a professor emeritus of Mizzou, Harry Tyrer. He wrote a piece for us called Pentatonic Sonata. And we will do a few pieces that will be taken to South America in the upcoming tour that we have in the next summer, the summer of 2020. And there are two pieces that we're going to do in this program. One is by Sophia Sheps. She is an Uruguayan composer. The piece entitled I Come From Afar. And another piece is by Patricia Martinez. She is Argentinian Spanish composer called Expansion. And we have two pieces that are part of the 2019 MADSM, which is Missouri Association of Schools and Departments of Music. We have this annual composition competition for pieces to be performed, to be included in the repertoire of the high school students. And we have undergraduate division and graduate division, and the winners of these this competition will be performed. The undergrad is a winner is Samuel Tillman. Samuel is currently at Truman State University, his junior year here there, and he wrote a piece called Cadencia, and we'll perform it. And for the graduate division, Mizzou's own Daniel Vega, who is in the second year of master's students here, he wrote a piece called The Hit Street Harangue. And those are the two pieces that are on the program as part of the 2019 MASM College Composition Competition. And we have another piece by Daniel named entitled Love is Love, the Pedro Zamora Story. And he has been working very closely with the some fellows from the journalism, I believe. And it's on the documentary on the Pedro Zamora, the very known AIDS activist and artist, visual artist. And so he was asked to compose incidental music to it, and the music that accompanies the documentary. And Daniel, for this particular concert, has assembled a suite of some music from the documentary music. And we're going to perform that. And it involves some electronic components. So it will be very immersive and very fascinating experience. Yeah. And then last but not the least, we have a piece, actually one of the classics from the 20th century. This piece is by the French composer Gérard Griset, his 1986 piece called Thalia. This is a quintet, so the new music ensemble without the two percussionists. And this is actually the penultimate, the piece to be performed on the program. And the final piece is actually Daniel's, the history harangue. But Detalia is... It's a very challenging piece, but also very rewarding piece. Mm-hmm. And we've been on this quest, me and the ensemble members are really working for it. So it should be very exciting to perform, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. What made you pick the pieces that you chose, or did you choose the pieces, or some of the members of the ensemble have a say in what's being performed?
Well, for this particular concert, the only piece that I chose in consultation with the artistic director of the ensemble, Stefan Freund, mm-hmm. Was Talia of Grise. And for the previous concert that we had, the piece that I picked was actually Boulez, Derive. So those are the two pieces I picked. Stefan said yes to those pieces, and so we're doing it. So I picked those two pieces, but the rest of the program is it comes from different factors. Mm-hmm. One is the Mazem College of Composition competition winning pieces,
sure.
And some of the pieces that were part of the NME's missions, that is to say, to perform the works by Mizu composers, and of course, as I mentioned, that as NME is going to be on tour in the summer of 2020, some of those pieces are in preparation for the upcoming tour.
Very cool. Where are y'all going on the tour in South America?
Argentina, I know, and Brazil, and a few other places. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be with them, in fact, but I've been helping them in other capacities, obviously, and there'll be some exciting works aside from these pieces that we've been performing. In fact, in the upcoming NME concerts, there'll be more of these pieces to be performed, and hopefully we can come back here and announce what those pieces are. But it's a really long term process of preparing for the thing, and I'm happy to be on the preparation side of the tour for sure. Yeah,
very cool. Other South American composers and Latin American composers on that bill as well that you're going to be practicing?
Oh yes. So the pieces that we are playing, the two of the seven pieces on this particular concert on November 17th, they are from South America.
Yeah.
Sofia being from Uruguay, and Patricia Martinez from Argentina. And I should also mention why I chose the Boulez and for this particular concert, Grise. These pieces are two of the staples of the contemporary music written for this particular, what we call Pierrot ensemble, flute, clarinet, violin, cello, piano, and sometimes percussions. And I'm happy to work with them, these pieces, because I know them, first of all, but also I think that it is really important for the musicians to have the confidence of having worked with these rather challenging pieces. I think that these challenging pieces, as challenging might be for the performers, it gives, however, the confidence and, the most importantly, the skills that they could apply to any of the future pieces that they are going to work, for sure. And for the composers like me, for example, I think one of the most assuring feeling that we can get is that to work with the musicians who can really tackle with virtually anything and have such an open-minded thing about exploring different sounds. And I think the Boulez, and particularly in Grise, in fact, do require the sense of exploration into the sound. And it's been a wonderful experience for me to help these wonderful musicians discover other sides of music making that way. And so these are that's actually really the reason to for me to have chosen these pieces. Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this show is coming up on Sunday, the 17th of November at the Whitmore Recital Hall here on the MU campus in the Fine Arts Building. It's at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we definitely look forward to seeing it. Come out, see this, you know, a real treasure here at the University of Missouri, the New Music Ensemble. These are all extremely dedicated students and grad students and beyond. Professors emeritus, apparently.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's been wonderful, really, working with Harry and Daniel and other students here. And certainly in Mizu New Music Ensemble, we do really have a lot to play. But it's, I mean, it's really thanks to these composers who really contribute a lot of pieces for us to play. And so, yeah, so it's been wonderful. Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll see you Sunday at 7:30 at the Whitmore. Thanks so much for coming out, Yoshi.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah.